we're going to turn our attention now to a story we were talking about and the announcement made by the government of the local area Hackney licence and changes to that, the limited Hackney licence that supports rural community transport through a locally operated Hackney service. It has been developed to make sure that it is valid for 5 years. All bookings must be done in advance and managed locally. You can have five drivers to one licence, and it has been extended and made easier for communities to use in an attempt to provide this sort of local transport in rural areas. And we were wondering ourselves if this would be amenable or it would work with the rural services we've seen spring up in some areas with regards to driving people to and from pubs late at night to increase people going out to battle social isolation and keep rural pubs alive. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is one man who's been running a rural pub service from his pub, the Faha Court Bar, for the last number of years, and that's Sean O'Mahony. Sean, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jody, and good morning to our listeners as well.
Tell me we've talked to you about this before, but since 2019, you've been running this service. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Since 2019, we're running this service. We're running it five days a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We have 30 voluntary drivers, and only for the voluntary drivers, the car would not be on the road. So it's pure gratitude to the voluntary drivers.
Yeah,
it's 100% success. We have new drivers coming on board, and maybe we're losing a driver because of the age. And if we're 70 years of age, you have to be named, and to know when you're 70 years of age and driving at night, it's not easy as well.
Yeah,
so we always appeal to get young drivers. And thank God we are successful in doing so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what, and it's been working well for the last number of years. It's been going well. You're continuing on.
It's absolutely fantastic. We have people from the ages of 18 up to 90 years of age using the vehicle. And that speaks for itself.
Yeah, and it does all you wanted it to do. I mean, it keeps the pubs going, it battles rural isolation, it gets people to and from in a safe way.
It do. It is absolutely fantastic. And like, I am surprised it wasn't rolled out across the whole country, because it was initially a pilot scheme. And I have all the stats I've done. We do them on a weekly basis of how many people travel, but not. And the diesel and everything. Of course, there's costs associated with their car. There's maintenance, there's diesel, you name it. You must renew the car every number of years.
Yeah.
We would probably put up around between 35,000 to 40,000 kilometres a year in that car. And that had been going through by roads, not main roads.
Yeah.
So the wear and tear of the car would be a lot more severe.
Okay. And John, when you see this announcement that's made by the National Transport Authority, they've enhanced the local area Hackney licence, which is a specialised licence designed to improve transport options in rural communities. They've made it a bit simpler to apply for it. They have said up to five local area Hackney licensed drivers can use one vehicle. They have a new online map to let people know where the services are available. Would that help your situation in any way?
Well, Jerry, I knew nothing about the local area Hackney licence until you rang me yesterday.
Right.
And when you sent me on a Google of it, I read it, and I spoke to you since about it. No, under no circumstances would that local area Hackney licence suit any pub in Kerry.
Why
because
not?
As I said to you, we have 30 voluntary drivers driving our car, right? And they drive one night a month, 12 months in the year. If you had five Hackney drivers driving, as we call it, source of spin for the sake of we having source of spin.
Yeah.
They'd be driving every weekend almost.
Yeah.
And how are we going to keep that up? We have a WhatsApp group. And what we do with the WhatsApp group is once a month we put the we try and do it as fair as possible to put the rotate the drivers who drive a Sunday night 1 week and who drive a Wednesday night the other week. We rotate the nights around.
Yeah. But so you need bigger numbers. Five people would be having to drive way too often for volunteers to sustain it.
It would be a waste of taxpayers' money and a waste of time. But may I add, it is a good initiative. The local area hackday is a great initiative for what I think is going to be useful. And that's carrying the elderly people that's on their own, who haven't got transport, to the doctor, to the local shop, up to town.
So a day service, in other words, is going to work well for that, you think?
It would work well for that, and I would believe five drivers would be adequate, five hackney drivers would be adequate to control that. But right. Under no circumstances would it be any benefit to the local pub.
Okay.
It might work for a month, but I can tell you the car would be part of that, because nobody could commit 100%.
Yeah, wouldn't be sustainable in the long term. So, John, you mentioned you're working, it's going well, you've been doing it now for almost 7 years. So
yeah.
What would help, maybe, ye, if the government were to try and support your scheme or get it rolled out across the country? What could the government be doing to help you?
Well, I did a pilot scheme in this before during COVID.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, I was talking to a car manufacturer, and they were going to come on board and give us a car that we were going to advertise their make and model. But unfortunately, during COVID, that fell through, and it didn't materialise. But the way forward we should be going in rural Ireland, I think, my opinion, is that we should be going green, and especially for publicans across the country, electric car would be ideal, because the car is idle all day, it's there all day and we can charge it. The max we'd put up of any given night, I'd be of a Saturday night, in mileage would be about 200 kilometres.
Mm.
And all electric cars can do greater than that. So electric car, can you imagine if we took the voluntary drivers driving an electric car, what advertisement is going to give the people that's going to be travelling into the car, would that see how it works? And there's a great hope that people could, and maybe, buy electric cars when they be trading the next time. It's a wonderful way of introducing electric cars into rural Ireland.
Yes. Yeah, because 30 drivers, your volunteers would all have a chance to drive an electric car and check it out and see what it's like. And how it
works. And of course, for the environment, fair
yeah,
better.
The benefits there. So a discount to help pubs purchase an electric car for a service like this, if they can run it in their local area. Keep the pub going, keep people coming in, having that social side of things, keep rural Ireland alive. That would be a way for the government to help projects like yours.
Of course. Like it makes no sense. These are voluntary groups we're talking about. The local area Hackney, and to think that the government was going to make money out of the car that these areas buy is ludicrous. The VAT should be taken off those cars. We should get a grant for buying the cars.
Yeah,
and like we should get some help in some way. And I think it would be great to introduce electric cars for an example for Force of Spin and for LEVH.
Yeah, and Sean, do you think that would work? That would work, and if that was set up and running, then that would encourage more pubs, more rural areas to get involved in these sort of projects and roll it out further across the country.
Well, I had numerous people that have rang me. In actual fact, I was above in Dublin at an All Ireland final going back a number of years ago. I think this was before COVID now.
Mm.
And I was sitting like any fella, like any Kerry man or any Irish man. We were inside the bar having a drink. And I met this man, never before knew him. And he owned a bar in Kilkenny. And he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Kerry." And he said, you must know the man in Kerry," he said, "that have a care for taking people to and from the pub." The hell tell you, everyone all over Ireland know about Source and Spin.
Yeah.
And he was shocked to think I was the man that was out there introducing this. Of course, it would help pubs, but it would help them. But we'd want to get some form, some of a grant or some help, some subsistence.
Yeah, yeah, just to keep the show on the road. Okay, Sean, listen. Yeah, go on.
There is no point in the government talking about rural Ireland unless they put their hands in their pocket and support us.
Okay. All right, Sean, brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for telling us the story of Social Spain and what's been working for the Fatha Court for the last number of years, but 30 people involved, running since 2019. That's Sean O'Mahony there on the line and saying, look, this local area taxi, this local area Hackney enhancement, that's great. It'll work for during the day, taking people to and from the doctor, hospital appointments maybe, shops and other things like that that need to happen, people living alone. It'll work very well for that. But for a late night scheme, running, let's say, from Wednesday to Sunday for pubs, you need many more volunteers and they're looking for help with the car. It would be a good idea to try and roll it out in other areas if you could, say, an electric car, get a serious discount, take the VAT off it, if you can show it's being used for this sort of a service, the Social Spin service. An interesting one. If you have a view on that, if you have an idea as to how that could help or do you agree, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.